Shalom, everybody. There is a well-known Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Peches, Amud Aleph, about the way Bnei Yisrael received the Torah at Har Sinai that is very relevant to Purim. When Bnei Yisrael received the Torah at Har Sinai, the Gemara says, Kafa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleihem Es Ahar Kegigis. The Gemara says that Hashem overturned Har Sinai over their heads. Like a tub, like a barrel, Hashem held it over their heads, and he said to Bnei Yisrael, if you accept my Torah, wonderful. And if not, Sham Tehei Kvuraschem, if you don't accept my Torah, I will drop this mountain on you, and you will be buried right there, right where you're standing. And that's the Gemara. And the Gemara says in the name of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov that this coercion by Hashem serves as a muda'a rabba, a huge caveat, a perfect excuse regarding Bnei Yisrael keeping the Torah. And Rashi of Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says there on that Gemara that the Mudar Rabbah, the huge caveat, is this. If anyone in Bnei Yisrael is ever accused by Hashem, if they're ever judged as to why they didn't keep the Torah, they can always say, Kaf Aleihem Har Kegigis. I didn't accept the Torah willingly. I had a gun to my head. They have a mudar rabba, they have a perfect excuse. Of course I said nasev and nishma. I was forced. And then the Gemara continues in the name of Rava, and Rava says that while this is true, while it's true that Bnei Yisrael had a mudar rabba, yes, they had a built-in excuse about not keeping the Torah, nonetheless, says Rava, in the days of Purim, they accepted the Torah completely and willingly. And the Gemara says, Rava quotes the Pasuk in Megillas Esther in Perek Tes Pasuk Chav Zayin, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim. And the Gemara says that Rava says, yes, Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar. The Jews confirmed that which they already accepted. They had accepted the Torah back at Har Sinai, but now they confirmed it. Now they accepted it willingly. No more coercion. No more Kaf Aleihem Es Ahar Kegigis. No more Mudar Rabbah. No more excuse. On Purim, during the days of Achashverosh, Bnei Yisrael re-accepted the Torah. But this time it's Beratzon. It's willingly. And it's not Beones. It's not under duress. It's an amazing Gemara. But what does it mean? What's the connection between Purim and Kimu v'Kiblu and Matan Torah? What happened on Purim that caused this muda, this excuse, to be undone, to be reversed? Many Mefarshim ask this question. There's a beautiful explanation given by Rabbi Norman Lam Shlita. He is the former Rav of the Jewish Center in New York City. He's the former president and Rosh Yeshiva at Yeshiva University. He said this idea on Parshas Zachor in 1968, and it's printed in his Sefer, Festivals of Faith, beginning on page 193. Says Rabbi Lam, the Torah recognizes halachically and ethically that if a person is forced to do something, they are not responsible for that action. If someone puts a gun to your head and tells you to be Mechalel Shabbos, you're not liable for that action. You were forced. You are an onus, and the Torah says you are not to be held accountable for that action. The pain, the fear, the circumstances are so extreme that we cannot fault you for acting improperly. And the same is true in the opposite direction, says Rabbi Lam. At Har Sinai, we were awed. We were overwhelmed by the revelation of Hashem at Har Sinai. We had no choice. We had no free will other than to say Nasev and Nishma. That experience brought Bnei Yisrael to the highest heights, but it also robbed them of their ability to decline. Extreme spiritual excitement brings with it a denial of freedom. And as Rabbi Lam says, quote, faith and belief are meaningful only in the presence of the moral freedom to do just the opposite. However, if it is true that both extremely negative experiences, like a gun to my head, or extremely positive experiences, like what happened at Har Sinai, if both circumstances are equally coercive, when can we be absolutely certain that we've accepted Hashem from our own free will? And the answer is, when we have neither, when we don't have extremely negative nor extremely positive circumstances, and that is Purim. It's Megillas Esther, which is the only sefer in all of Tanakh where Hashem's name is not even mentioned, where Hashem's involvement in the story is not easily visible. When you can explain the story naturally, if you so choose, but you can also understand and believe that it's Hashem behind the scenes, pulling the strings, making sure that all of these series of improbable events actually happen together to form salvation for the Jewish people by Hashem. It's Purim where the very name of the Chag is that of lottery of chance. And our Gemara says that on Purim, Kimu Mashakiblu Kvar, it was at Purim where Bnei Israel finally and truly and completely accepted the yoke of heaven, no coercion of pain and no coercion of revelation and rapture. On their own, Bnei Israel accepted that it is Hashem, creator of the universe, who is behind the scenes running the entire universe. Have an amazing day. Freilich and Purim, everyone.